Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you give somebody a second chance if they committed a serious crime? 087-188-0008. Do you believe everyone alive deserves a second chance? Pauline? Pauline, how are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can indeed.
Yeah, I would give that person a second chance once they pay their debt to society. You know, we can't keep a person down all of their life if they pay their debt to society. Why not, you know, give them a chance?
Would you give Malcolm MacArthur, for example, one of Ireland's most famous murderers who killed Bridie Gargan, you know, and beat her in the Phoenix Park to death?
I'd be terrified.
Would you give him a job?
I would be terrified.
Seems like a nice man now. I've seen pictures of him recently wandering around Dunleary or wherever it is he's living now. And, you know, seemed he was always considered to be a gentleman until he committed that crime, of heinous crime, of course, and one of Ireland's most famous murderers, and ended up in jail for a long, long time, over 20 years. So he comes up and he goes to your job and he'd like a job, please.
I have to admit, Niall, I would be terrified if I thought a person had done that to another person, but we are supposed to forgive people and move on.
So you would be one that would forgive people?
I would forgive a person, but I would be frightened if that was
the yeah. thing, you know? I get you. Yeah. I get you. And do you believe that everybody deserves that second chance, or is that limited? For example, you know, murderers are less likely to reoffend, for example, than, well, actually, their murderers are very unlikely to reoffend, very rarely.
I wouldn't be as frightened as I was a minute ago, because I didn't know that. I don't know about this kind of thing.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, well, murderers, statistically... Yeah. When murderers get out of jail, they're very unlikely to commit murder again. It doesn't really happen very often, unless they're serial killers, of course. Somebody like a rapist, for example. Rapists and paedophiles are more likely to reoffend. Mm. Paedophiles are very likely to reoffend. And so what about a rapist?
I'd be terrified.
You'd be terrified. So,
but we do have to I know it's like saying the opposite. We can't, if a person has paid their debt to society.
So once they've gone to jail and, you know, and served their time, as far as you're concerned, and the justice system has served its purpose, you believe that's it, a new fresh start, line in the sand, you think that should be okay then?
I think that's what we're supposed to do.
Well, it is what we're supposed to do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how easy it would be, but I would definitely be terrified if mm-hmm. I knew a person had done that. Now, whether you would know that about them or not, I don't know. But I do know that we're supposed to forgive. If a person has paid their debt to society, they've paid their debt to society.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're rehabilitating. See, I don't really know much about this kind of thing, but I don't know if it's possible to rehabilitate in the system that they're put into, and this, if not, why aren't they? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what threat are they to society knowingly letting them back out into society? Are we not safe?
Well, people who are hardened criminals are always a threat to society. And as you rightly said, you know, jail has a purpose, and that's the purpose. And they go to jail, and maybe some people believe they should go to jail for a lot longer for what they do. And maybe in this country they should, to be honest, which we've seen very lenient sentences in this country for very horrible crimes. But you believe, like many people, that once they serve that time, that's it. That's the justice system served. That's what society does to people who commit crimes. And then once you get out, you can start again, so to speak.
If a person comes back into society and the system knowingly lets them into society, aware that they haven't been rehabilitated or that they are still a big risk, and we don't know this, how are people supposed to make a decision we're told to forgive?
But it doesn't matter, Pauline, because the penal system doesn't take into consideration that they're a big risk. Because a judge turns around and says to, you know, a rapist, you're going to jail for 12 years or 6 years or 7 years or 10 years or whatever it is. And it doesn't matter what the case was. And, you know, at the end of that 10-year term, the jail system or the justice or the penal system can turn around and say, well, actually, we think you're, you know, you're a bit of a madman, so we're going to keep you in jail. They're not allowed to do that, so they have to let them out.
They actually rehabilitate people.
Some do, some don't. Yeah, some will refuse rehabilitation.
Well, then maybe that's the system that we should be looking at. Mm-hmm. The question that we should be asking, you know, is when you know somebody, I don't personally, but when you know somebody who has been released after committing much of a heinous crime, we are not aware of that, but the system is aware of that. And so how are people supposed to make a decision? We're told to forgive, that they pay their debt to society. But on the other hand, I will be terrified. But I know in my heart the right thing to do is to forgive.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Dermot. Dermot, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dermot?
Yeah, good evening, Al. How are you?
Good. Dermot, you know, is it a forgivable thing, you know, if you go to jail for murder, rape, paedophilia, whatever it happens to be, serious crimes, that, you know, should you be allowed to draw a line in the sand and start again?
No. Well, to be honest with you, Niall, if it's a crime of a sexual nature, regarding, be it rape, be it paedophilia, be it whatever, no, I don't genuinely think you can... Even if you show remorse, you do not think it's a forgivable thing. Like, are you saying that if Joe Bloggs comes looking for a job and you have his CV, is this is to say that the his past will not be on the CV, so the employer will not know what the person did in the past?
Well, I think we will come to a point. I know already, for example, in Ireland, if you've committed a crime that's considered to be a misdemeanor, or nothing too serious, you have the right for that to be removed.
Yeah,
you have that. Well, that's removed from the... It's removed from the system after a period of time. So, you know,
yeah,
it doesn't hang over you.
Understandable. If it's sort of a white-collar crime, if it's a...
Burglary
a
or whatever. Crime. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah,
but a serious crime will remain with you forever. It'll always be on the system. So if a guy comes to you, let's say you own a restaurant, a guy comes to you and he has a 20-year gap on his CV, and he's 45 years of age, and you look at a CV and you go, yeah, well, you haven't been doing that for 20 years. Like, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I was away in the joy. Oh, what'd you do? I was found guilty of murdering somebody.
Oh, Jesus, no. No, I mean, what employer, what human being is going to turn around and shrug the shoulders and say, ah, you know what, it's okay.
See, but he seems like a nice guy. Seems like a nice guy. Maybe
look,
he's rehabilitated.
It boils down to the bottom line is, one, what the crime was, and two, now, we're leaving out, I think you'd have to leave out, okay, murder, premeditated murder, leave it out.
Well, you've removed paedophilia, you've removed rapists, and now you're taking out murders. There's not many serious crimes left.
Well, then, in answer to your question, if any of those three headings come up, should a person be given a second chance? Murder, no, to be honest with you, if it's murder, that means it's premeditated. It's not manslaughter. If it was manslaughter and it was a crime of passion or whatever, you might say possibly.
I would. You know what? I'd be more concerned about somebody going to jail for assault than somebody going to jail for murder.
Why?
I know that sounds bizarre, doesn't it? That's a bizarre thing to say.
It is because
murder is a very unique crime and it happens very rarely. And a person most likely is never going to murder more than one person in their life statistically. Nobody's going to murder more than one person unless you're a serial killer, of course. And somebody who assaults somebody physically, you know, is probably more likely to do that again than somebody who's actually murdered somebody. Somebody murdered somebody usually for a reason in their own head, whatever that reason was, be it an ex-lover or whatever it happens to be, or the reason they did that, they premeditated that murder. They went out of the way to kill that person. They're very unlikely to want to do that again.
So really, what you're asking is, should in a hypothesis, should Larry Murphy be given a...
No,
Larry Murphy's
a scumbag.
No, that's the point I'm getting to. Because it's
There's a bit more to Larry Murphy now than one single instance. But however, yeah.
Oh well, that's the whole the Pope in Rome knows that.
Yeah, and he would have killed that woman if he hadn't been caught. But go on, yeah.
He would, and he's more than likely involved in a huge amount of.
Oh, possibly.
Crime.
Well, the FBI said he was a suspect. Yeah.
You take the grave dwarf. You take your man out in the north side, O'Reilly, and you take the guy in Holt that trashed his wife to death with a Hoover, and he's been released.
He's living in England now. He's out of jail. Yeah.
That's right. If you take those guys, should they be given a second chance and whatever? No, they should not be given a second chance, because if at the end of the day, there's only a certain amount of people in this world will commit murder. 99.9% of the population, like ourselves, get angry and we do this and we do that.
I think everybody in this world is capable of it.
Every human being on earth is capable of doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just by the grace of God that most of us have.
You gave me a classic example there. Joe O'Reilly, who killed his wife, for many people who don't remember that, out in Swords, up in the Knoll.
Because he's having an affair.
He's
with somebody else, yeah.
That's right. So Joe O'Reilly went to jail for murder. Joe O'Reilly gets out of jail 2025, I think, or something like that, if I'm not too mistaken. I'll check in a few minutes, but I think it's 2025, in around that time, he gets out of jail.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Joe O'Reilly, who'll be still a reasonably young man, Do you believe that he is entitled to go and get a job, settle down, maybe have more children? I don't know if he's young enough to do that, and be accepted back into society as somebody who made a mistake in his life.
Well, the thing about it is, he will be. It's not a case.
Well,
of
no, I mean, I don't know. I think he's a scumbag. But I mean, what I'm saying is, do you believe he should be allowed to do that?
Well, it's a strange question. So, what's the alternative? If they're going to be released from prison for any reason, for whatever time they've done, they are going to be released back into society, and they're more than likely just going to move on with their lives. So, should they? It's not really a case of should they be accepted. They will be accepted, whether it be they can live in Ireland, whether O'Reilly can live here or not when he gets out, or he has to fuck off to England or somewhere else. I do not know.
But sorry, Pauline, what are you trying to say to Dermot there?
I was trying to say that that's what my point is. If we can't be reassured by the system, who, for whatever reason, choose to give a sentence of whatever they give because of a certain...
Well, the thing about it is, Pauline, Joe O'Reilly... I don't know now, no more than anybody else. Did he show any remorse? I don't think he did. He's a lion.
Was he the guy that was on the
He's a lion dirty.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
He's a lion scumbag that went on television, went on the Late Late Show.
Oh, yeah. That was the most bizarre interview ever on the Late Late Show.
Oh, absolutely. And her mother sitting beside him. And
do you know everybody in the country watching that night, well, maybe I speak for myself, said to themselves, he killed his wife.
More to the point, Niall, the mother. That poor lady.
She had to stand beside him knowing what he did. Yeah.
She knew deep down. She only said it afterwards. When she was sitting beside him talking to, was it Pat Kenny or whoever?
The body language was very obvious.
She knew deep down that he was up to something, that possibly he did it. And yet she had to, whatever. But then you take him as an example. You take your man.
Graham Dwyer. Yeah.
You take these guys as an example. It's not a case of should they be given a second chance. It's down to society how they treat these people when they come out. If Graham Dwyer or O'Reilly or whatever suddenly appears and lives next door to you, what is your option if they've done the time?
Well, hang on, sorry, Pauline, because I wanted to read this out, Pauline, and sorry that I let you say what you want to say. No, once a rapist, always a rapist. They deserve to be locked up for life, named and shamed. After all, they took so much from their victims. Speaking from personal experience, anonymous female in Limerick. Years of counselling, cognitive brain therapy. Now I suffer with PTSD. I'm manic depressive, naturally have a fear of men, and on medication for the rest of my life while the scumbags who raped me are living their lives normally. No second chance for rapists, murderers, pedos, etc.
We're all agreed on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much all agreed on that.
Then you're picking and choosing the crimes. And by the way, I'm not suggesting.
We're fully entitled to pick and choose.
No. I'm just saying, these are people who are scumbags. I'm not doubting it for a minute. Maybe if the justice system was better, and a rapist went to jail for a fair period of time instead of like 5 years, or maybe if a murderer genuinely went to jail for 25 or 30 years, as they should, maybe we'd look differently upon it and say, well, look, they've served a decent amount of time. Sorry, yeah, Pauline, hang on, Pauline, what are you trying to say there?
Yeah, I'm trying to say, for example, let's say if the person is jailed for not paying the TV license, okay? They're only in for a short time, but they're in the same place. Let's say it's for embezzlement, let's say it's for murder, let's say it's for rape. They're all in the same place, but how are people treated? What's done about what? These people who are going to be put back into society. I mean, if a person has paid what society and at the top of society says this is the payment you'll make, you will serve it.
Look, the simple, I know, Pauline,
where we stand when people come back out, like we're told to forgive. So, but
no, but the thing, no, Pauline, you're not told. Sorry, Pauline, you're not told anything. Nobody's going to tell me to forgive somebody. If I want to forgive somebody, I'll forgive them. But nobody's going to knock on my door and say, listen, you have to forgive Joe O'Reilly or Graham Dwyer or blah, blah, blah. I will not be told to forgive somebody. End of story. Now, if your average criminal, maybe that did a bank robbery, did something, robbed, maybe defrauded the state, whatever, and they did 5 years or whatever, and they got out, and they were remorseful and blah, blah, blah. I have no issue forgiving them because, if I could get away with it, I'd probably do it myself.
Okay, I'm just looking at a text come in here, very interesting, that we mentioned Malcolm MacArthur earlier on, who was probably one of the most famous murderers in Irish history. But somebody says, Niall, I served over 6 years with Malcolm MacArthur. I was one of very few he spoke to. A very educated and I've no doubt he's educated, by the way. He's a very educated man. A very educated and unassuming man who would never take for a murderer. He was genuinely remorseful, and I don't think he'd ever kill again.
MacArthur, the history of MacArthur was that he was very wealthy and he's left. He was
living with the Attorney General, for God's sake.
He was a very highly intelligent.
He was considered to be a gentleman. Yes,
he was. But he inherited a lot of money, and what he did was, instead of making good on the inheritance he got, he blew it. And what he did, when suddenly his lifestyle and his meeting, you know, the circus he was running in, when the money ran out, and suddenly he realised he couldn't live that lifestyle anymore. Now, it'll be forever. Nobody will ever get to the bottom of why he attacked that poor nurse in the Phoenix Park, and why he went down and got the guns and shot the farmer, the whole lot.
Well, he was never convicted of shooting the farmer, but they accepted the plea of guilty for Bridie Gargan. And obviously the long sentence he got reflected the fact that he was a suspect, and obviously the only suspect in the murder of that man.
MacArthur came knocking on my door looking for a job at 65 years of age after spending 32 years behind bars for what he did. It's not a case of forgiving. He wouldn't appear on my horizon. He wouldn't get a job off me. Would I trust him? No, I wouldn't trust him. You cannot trust somebody that has this spark, that if they fly off the handle, they could do so much damage.
Okay, we'll stay there, both of you, for a second. I want to go to Jude just finally on this. Jude, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all, no.
Jude, I mean, okay, you've got a very dark views on things like this, generally speaking. Would I be wrong to assume that you might forgive people easier?
I'm a pragmatist. No. You get one bite of the cherry, and there's consequences for committing crimes. Consequences. One of them is going to jail when you get caught. That's one consequence. Another consequence is, you have to face, if you get released, that you don't have to get employed. No one is ever going to be taken to court for not employing a child molester or a rapist. No one.
You know that's a crime, a person.
No. You get one bite of the cherry. That's
it.
That person showed, you listen, I'm talking here. That person showed character.
Yeah.
That person showed their character when they commit any crime, whether you thieve, rob,
yeah, no, I don't agree with you. Hang on. Jude, that is the case in most cases, right? But a lot of people who've committed crimes, you know, be it murder or be it manslaughter or be it theft or whatever it is, sometimes it's a one-off crime completely out of character.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, you're an employer.
No, I'm not defending them,
you
by the way.
You employ them. You open
a
place.
No, I wouldn't, personally.
You own a women's refuge service, right? You employ these people. You get one bite of the cherry.
Well, I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't.
That's it. You don't. They don't deserve anything.
Jude, a crime. We're talking about different levels of crime. What happens?
What happens if a guy is under pressure?
Sorry, hang on one sec, Jude. What happens if a guy is in work and he's under pressure? He's lost his job, or his marriage is breaking up, or blah blah blah. He goes to the pub, swallows a fucking gallon of whiskey, gets into his car, totally. He's never done it in his life, and he kills somebody. And he goes to jail for 5 years, and he's fined, and he's off the road. He comes out fully remorseful because it was not in his nature. Would you forgive him?
No, I wouldn't. Still a criminal. And everything you just said is just an excuse. It isn't a reason for doing it.
There's no reason for committing a crime.
There's only excuses. No reason. Only excuses.
I wouldn't agree with that.
They don't deserve anything on certain crimes
that are not premeditated.
You're very selective there now. So if you're coming across the street, selective. Every nice mannered thief, and
we're
you rob your wallet,
we're
really nice mannerly.
Dude, we're talking about premeditated criminal acts, and we're talking about spur of the moment acts.
We're talking about criminals in general. I'm talking about any crime. We're not talking about. See, you're being very selective there, and Niall even said that.
I'm just trying to put an analogy. You go home, God forbid it would ever happen to you, you go home and you find the hen, as you call it, in bed with a bloke. And, you know, the whole lot. And you literally fucking blow a gasket. You take an axe and you smack him across the head.
I wouldn't do that. There's other ways.
I think Jeremy's just trying to give you an analogy, Jude. You don't know what you do in that situation.
I make this up, but I wouldn't commit crime because there's no way I'd ever have another adult tell me what time to go to bed at night. That's why I wouldn't commit a crime.
Yeah. I never said you would. But we're not all like you, Jude. So I'm trying to get across a simple fact here, that people are different. People react differently to different things.
taking out the premeditated. That's what I'm trying to get across.
But the thing is, you said people are different there. The one thing loads of criminals have in common, you said everyone's different. The one thing they have in common is they're criminals and they committed a crime. That's what they have all in common. And there's no reason for committing a crime. There's only excuses.
If you commit a crime and you show and it's been proven that you were remorseful, that you fucked up in some shape or form, you're given the first strike. You should be given, if you're shown remorse, you're not a Larry Murphy and a Dwyer and an O'Reilly of this world.
Why? You said to that lady there, you shouldn't be told to forgive people. Why should I forgive one? You even said to that lady, I won't be told to forgive anyone.
That society will not tell me that I should forgive somebody one way or the other.
And your parents are not you telling me to forgive someone. There's plenty of people out there who aren't criminals, who never committed a crime in their life, can do jobs. We don't need criminals to be employed, because there's loads of people who aren't criminals that can do the job. We're not that starved, or there's that much. We don't need criminals to be employed.
The simple answer is, it depends, in my opinion, it depends on the veracity of the crime.
So if you're being very selective. Any crime, you're a criminal, you've showed your character in that.
If I'm standing beside two people, one of them has murdered somebody, one of them is a paedophile, one of them has raped.
They're all criminals. Couldn't trust any of them.
Hang on, let me finish. One of them is you have a murderer, a paedophile, a rapist, a complete fucking scumbag, or you have, and the next fella has, what did he do? Oh, he defrauded his job out of 50,000 or 100,000, blah, blah, blah. I'd have no issue in dealing with the defrauder.
Hang on for a second, lads. Just say that, because I want to get somebody else into this as well, just very quickly. Jerry, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Niall, I'm just listening there, and I mean, that chap brought up about Joe O'Reilly, and I believe that if you murder someone, take someone's life, you spend life. Life is life. You take a life.
Yeah, but that's not the way it is in the justice system in this country, unfortunately.
I know it isn't, but it should be. It's like America, you know, we should have
you spend the rest of your natural life in jail, yes.
In jail, yes, because if you take a life, you're not just taking, you've taken that person's life, but you've also destroyed a family that
and
is suffering.
Has anybody you've been listening to for the last 15 minutes disagreed with what you're saying?
No, but you're swapping and changing. It's either you're
I'm chopping and changing. How am I chopping and changing?
Hang on. Let Jerry finish.
You've had your say. I'm going to have a say. Is that a person, if they went out and they went out, Joe Riley, just say he murdered his wife, which he says he didn't, but we're saying he did. He's spending time in prison. He's going to come out. But you know what? He doesn't deserve to come out. He deserves to spend the rest of his life in jail.
Unfortunately, dear, you have to have done weight.
Don't be patronising Dermot for Jesus.
No, she has to wait for the smell of coffee. We are now in Ireland in 2021, and Joe O'Reilly is due for release in the next 4 or 5 years. There's nothing you or I or Niall or anybody can do about that. Joe O'Reilly should rot in prison. Joe O'Reilly should rot in prison.
He isn't, but you know what? It's the people of Ireland should be fighting for a better...
Oh, Jesus Christ, but that's not going to happen. And what will happen is he will get out, and unfortunately, in answer to the subject...
Jerry, just finally, because I have to wrap this up in a second. Jerry, when you commit a crime, so I suppose it depends on the crime you commit, but we are talking about the more serious crimes of murder, manslaughter, rape, paedophilia. When you commit those type of crimes, do you believe at any point, let's say we had a better justice system, and let's say, you know, a murderer went to jail for 30 years, okay, which would be unprecedented in this country. 25 is probably the most you'll ever see somebody do in this country. And even that, they don't do it. So let's say even 30 years, it's a fair old whack of time. And they do that at 20 years of age, come out at 50 years of age. Do you believe they should be accepted back into society and somebody should give them a job and they should be given housing and everything else?
No.
No.
I don't, because I believe it's like a leopard never changes its spots.
Right.
It might move around, but they never change. They'll always go and do it.
So they'll always, as far as you're concerned, they'll always be a social pariah.
So the obvious question...
Definitely. And I would...
Stop talking over our lads, will you? For God's sake, you're mansplaining. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but you see, that's always men. They always think they can talk over women.
Sorry.
Jeez. But I believe that like rapists, murderers, paedophiles, all that type of people should stay in prison.
And we're all
there should be a specific area for them, and it should be in a... If we had a desert here in Ireland, that's where they should be.
Well, paedophiles, we should just remove that. We should remove their penis before they get into jail.
Yeah.
So,
so
when Joe O'Reilly walks out the gate, we'll say in May of 2025 or whatever.
I've been standing at that gate and protesting and saying you should be
and then he walks past and throws away the key. Yes,
and then he walks past you.
He shrugs his shoulders and he walks past your protest sign. Where do you expect him to go?
Wherever he likes, but no one else should have to help him. He should be shown.
Not in my backyard. See, I mean, that it is a good point, Jerry. You know, it is a good point.
Mount Jerome Cemetery is.
Well, probably, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people, you know, will say, like, you know, when these people, Graham Dwyer and others, get out of jail, they have to go somewhere.
But they should be branded.
But they don't have to be welcomed. People they are.
Okay, so the point is that you want to run them out of Ireland. They're going to go to, say, London. So they're going to be living beside innocent people in London or Amsterdam. Like Larry Murphy, that dirty bastard, he's living somewhere and he is probably very close to very innocent, normal, innocent people who probably do not have a clue what sort of a fucking lunatic he was.
And so you're worried about people in other countries, are you? So you're worried about the population of other countries, except in our criminals, are you? I don't think you're that socially minded there. I don't think so. I don't think you're too worried about another country's population.
It's not something that crosses my mind every day, but it's a logical question. When these people are released, unless, as you say, there's somebody with a shotgun...
But they shouldn't have to be welcomed. If they're released, they're released. That's great. I've no problem with that. They should get longer sentences. They should. But if they're released, they should be shunned. They shouldn't be implied...
Okay, listen, lads and ladies, I have to wrap it up.
Maybe we should put a brand on them. Brand on their forehead.
Jer, I have to say, I don't know what it is. Everybody seems real angry tonight. I think it's the heat. I think it's getting to people.
I think it's the heat. I think it brings the worst out.
Jer, thank you very much indeed. Have a lovely evening.
Thanks,
all right.
Have a good evening.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.